This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. If you've been to Sonny's Tavern in Dover, New Hampshire on a Tuesday night, you may have heard something like this. You could be forgiven for feeling like you've stepped into a New Orleans jazz club. The eight musicians that make up the Seacoast-based Soggy Po' Boys bring this brassy music of New Orleans to Dover on Tuesday nights and to bars and other stages all over the Seacoast. And sometimes, if you're feeling up to it, you can even join them on stage and make music with the band. The Soggy Po' Boys are set to release a new album tomorrow at Book and Bar in Portsmouth. It's called No Worse for Wear, and joining me now to talk about it are saxophonist Eric Claxton, trumpet player Zach Lang, and pianist Mike Effenberger. Thank you very much for joining me, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about that name first, the Soggy Po' Boys. The Po' Boy is a sandwich that's popular in the Gulf States, correct?
This is Zach. So a Po' Boy is a sandwich, and we figured we are delving into the music of New Orleans. And if we brought that music up to New England, well, if we brought the sandwich, then it's bound to get soggy.
Great. So when did you guys form?
Eric here. So I believe we formed in 2012. It was Mardi Gras. And a bunch of the guys had a gig at what was the Barley Pub, the same room as Sonny's, basically. And they played an electric set of sort of the funkier side of New Orleans music. And at the end of the evening, we basically all wound up around the piano just kind of calling tunes and playing some of our favorite traditional tunes, mostly swing. And we just had a blast doing it, so the band kind of got together again and again until it was a regular thing.
Mm-hmm. And now, in addition to those sort of traditional tunes, you're writing your own stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So writing our own music has been a big goal of the band now for about 2 years.
What is it about this kind of New Orleans music that draws you to it?
There's something really special about the way it allows us to interact with an audience, no matter their age. It's timeless in a way, and it allows us to connect with the young, the old, everyone in between. And it also, it's a pretty community-oriented music when it comes to even performing it. So it's always a blast to be able to make the music with seven other guys who care just as much about it as I do. So.
You've played a lot on stage in Dover. And occasionally you bring audience members up onto the stage to sort of perform with you guys. Now, what is that like? I mean, it sounds like an enormous risk, because do you really know who's going to come up there and join you, and what are they going to do to your sound?
Usually they're familiar faces.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a risk involved. And some of it is we just kind of lob the ball up and hope that we can hit it. Sometimes someone will ask us to play a song that we've never heard. So maybe on a set break, we'll go outside and listen to it on our phones and come back and try to nail it for them. But for the most part, there is a canon of music that when someone comes up, they can kind of join what we're doing, and we can meet them with what they're doing too. So it's usually not too much of a risk.
Well, that sounds fascinating, you know, like a real kind of audience participation, bringing them up onto the stage. Is that a New Orleans tradition? Is that something that happens?
If you have a horn, you should be bringing it and playing. Yeah, I think that's in the tradition of this music for sure.
One of my favorite tracks here is the Linguisa Strut. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, this is Mike. That one's mine. That tune was sort of a start towards writing in the more brass band tradition.
I think it plays to one of the band's strengths, which is when we're all, especially the horn players across the front line, when we all have a chance to sort of be playing with each other and at the same time, it builds a really beautiful kind of cacophonic sound. And I think we all kind of enjoy what that does for the band sound in general. And this was a good tune to highlight that.
Then there is Plenty of Time, the funkiest cut on this new album. What's the story behind that one?
Eric here. So that tune is my tune. I wrote a horn line and had some broad ideas about what I wanted it to be like. Vocalist and guitar player Stu Diaz collaborated on that with me and had a few ideas, as well as brought some wonderful lyrics to the table. it was supposed to be sort of just a lighthearted kind of step in the funkier direction. And I had originally called it Plenty of Time because when I was writing it, I figured I had plenty of time to make it to the grocery store before they closed. So I kind of cranked this tune out. But Stu added many levels of meaning and depth when he wrote the lyrics for it and kind of helped arrange it. So that, I don't know, and that highlights Zach Lang playing trumpet. He takes an amazing solo there.
You've played in places as far south as Georgia. Is there a different kind of reception for this music in the South versus New Hampshire?
I would say it's pretty universal how people accept this music. Everybody likes to have a good time. Everybody likes to dance. And this music lends itself to doing that at all times. So, yeah, I think no matter where we go, we usually have a pretty good time, and people listening to us do too.
Well, Eric, Mike, Zach, thank you very much for speaking with me about your music.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And as we close out, we should listen to one of these tracks. Which one should we close on?
We're going to use a cut, the opening track on the record, 80 Lives.
All right, so this is 80 Lives from the new album from the Soggy Po Boys, No Worse for Wear. That's being released tomorrow in Portsmouth at Book and Bar. And you can learn more about the Soggy Po Boys and their release party tomorrow at nhpr.org. Shoot.